You're listening to SBS News.
The United States President Donald Trump has returned to the White House via the Marine One helicopter. He disembarked the helicopter, walked up to the South Portico steps, removed his mask and declared, "I feel good." And President Trump has again taken to Twitter to declare he's feeling really good despite contracting the coronavirus. He told his followers, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." More than 210,000 people have died in the US from COVID-19, and at least 12 people from Mr. Trump's inner circle have been infected so far, the latest being White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. The improvement in his status has been confirmed by Mr. Trump's doctor, Sean Conley.
"It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal. Though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations, and most importantly, his clinical status, support the president's safe return home, where he'll be surrounded by world-class medical care 24/7.
But scrutiny continues of the limited and contradictory information released by doctors treating Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has been given the steroid dexamethasone and two experimental drugs, a cocktail usually associated with serious COVID-19 cases, after his doctors revealed that his blood oxygen levels dropped suddenly twice in recent days. Mr. Trump is 74 years old and clinically obese, putting him at a higher risk of serious complications. Dr. Stephen Shapiro, Chief Medical and Scientific Officer at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says without more information, it's hard to know exactly why Mr. Trump's doctors are treating him with the drugs.
One scratches one's head a little bit when we hear that the president has been put on dexamethasone, because usually that is reserved for a later point in time. First, you want to go after the virus, but then when you turn the corner, if the virus were to get into the lungs or other organs, and the inflammatory and immune response is starting to destroy and attack the lung, that's when you turn off that inflammatory response with dexamethasone. But if he's not hypoxemic, then that generally is too early to give that drug, in our experience.
More than 7 million people have been infected in the United States, but few have access to the kind of round-the-clock attention and experimental treatments available to Mr. Trump. Meanwhile, the head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus, 20 times the number of confirmed cases. Dr. Michael Ryan says Southeast Asia is facing a surge in cases. Europe and the Eastern Mediterranean are seeing an increase in deaths, while the situations in Africa and the Western Pacific are more positive. Dr. Ryan says difficult times still lie ahead, with proven strategies for containing COVID-19 now more important than ever.
"The vast majority of the world remains at risk. We know the pandemic will continue to evolve, but we also know we have the tools that work to suppress transmission and save lives right now, and they are at our disposal. The future depends on the choices we collectively make about how we use those tools, develop, scale up, and distribute others."
The estimate of more than 760 million cases is far more than the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both the WHO and Johns Hopkins University of more than 35 million worldwide. The WHO also announced that it has submitted a list of experts to take part in an international mission to China to investigate the origin of coronavirus for consideration by Chinese authorities. Meanwhile, WHO Director Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says the organisation was proposing to vaccinate some people in all countries against the coronavirus rather than all people in some countries when a vaccine becomes available.
"I think it can be acceptable, because by vaccinating some in all countries, we're opening up the world faster. When the world is opened up faster, then there will be trade and investment opportunities. So each and every country not only benefits from better health, better fighting, ending the pandemic, but at the same time, faster economic recovery."
In other parts of the world, authorities in Moscow have opened two medical facilities for COVID-19 patients, with the capital seeing the biggest surge in cases in months, reporting over 10,000 new cases for the first time since mid-May. In Syria, where official data is limited, doctors working in the war-torn country say official figures do not reflect the reality of the true number of cases. İhsan İdi, a cardiologist in the city of Idlib, says due to poor conditions in many internal refugee camps, the risk of an outbreak remains strong.
Here we have so many crowded camps with unhealthy circumstances. Also, some cities are so much crowded at the northern area near the border with Turkey, as people who were displaced from Sarapib, Almara and the cities near these are living there.
Authorities in Belgium, one of the European countries hit hardest by the coronavirus, say the number of new cases has jumped 32% in the last week. Meanwhile, the British government has been questioned on its COVID-19 testing system after 15,000 coronavirus cases went unreported due to a technical glitch in its tracing program. There are concerns. The reporting error may have led to authorities failing to inform people who were in contact with positive cases. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the issue has now been resolved and will not affect outbreak control in homes, schools and hospitals.
This incident should never have happened, but the team have acted swiftly to minimise its impact, and now it is critical that we work together to put this right and to make sure that it never happens again.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.